You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound kids 7 to 12 years of age are invited to sign up for the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp, where they will work with top high school coaches in a three-day camp focused on passing, kicking, blocking, and defense on the field of First Energy Stadium. They'll also receive hands-on action with the new Browns rookies. Choose from two convenient sessions, June 8th through the 10th, June 15th to the 17th. Don't delay. Sign your kids up today on clevelandbrowns.com. Some more prospects in for visits here today in Cleveland as the Browns continue to ramp up their draft preparation. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea again. We will have the uniform unveiling tickets coming up in just about 10 minutes. A new article right now on ClevelandBrowns.com talking about the fact that the Browns will have nine players there tomorrow modeling the new combinations, and there are nine in all for the uniforms, nine combinations. It's exciting, these uniforms. People are pretty – there's a lot of buzz here in the building.
Oh, it definitely is. It's exciting. Again, as I've said, I was a part of the San Diego Chargers revamp to go from the navy blue to the white helmets and that dark navy to the little bit of lighter blue, changed the bolt. And it was a big difference. It gave you a new life, you know. And I think, as I said to open the show, this is the last thing along with this draft that is really phasing out the old and bringing in the new. And just to go back on your point, as you brought us back from break, my son will actually be partaking, and him and his buddies are going to be at the Cleveland Browns football camp. So,
oh yeah,
absolutely. How can he not?
Nice.
You know,
a little Wilhelm. What position does he play? Linebacker.
Miscellaneous.
He's
a first grader, so at this point he's going to try everything. But I don't want him to play linebacker. I want him to play left tackle. Left tackles make more money and play longer than linebackers do.
That's true.
So I might have the next little Joe Thomas.
The next little Joe Thomas. On
yeah,
your hands.
I hope I like so.
That. Does he like fishing?
Not yet. You know what? But I'm going to get a license this summer, and him and I are going to go. There's some local little, man-made stock ponds, and we're going to go fishing. Enjoy a little guy time.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. At Browns one to win says only for Kevin White and Winston would he trade up. So there are some people that, would trade up for a wide receiver. I don't see that happening for this team. Tom Bota says, make no mistake, if Randy Gregory's there at 12, they should sprint to the podium. Trade up if he slides past Atlanta. He is a stud edge rusher. And the Browns do need that edge rusher, Randy Gregory. It is interesting. We've talked about it. Some people don't want him. You wouldn't even take him. The kid certainly Gibbs. Not even at 19 would you guys take him with his issues off the field. That's all right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't.
And again, I mentioned earlier,
Charlie
Casserly, who has inside information about the Browns moving up to take Marcus Mariota, now at 5 with the Washington Redskins, has the Redskins taking Randy Gregory at 12.
He does. He has them sliding back and taking Randy Gregory. It'll be interesting to see how ultimately what he thinks he knows, et cetera, how it ultimately all does play out. Because I still have a hard time seeing this team trading up for Marcus Mariota. I don't see it. That's not what I would want to do. I just don't think it happens.
I do too. And I think when it comes to Randy Gregory, it's like, if you get a GM with a touchy trigger finger, you've got to weigh that risk reward, and I think everyone's going to give a player like him and the way that he's been analyzed and scrutinized for his play on the field, that the good outweighs the bad, and that you will take a little bit of trouble off the field to get a guy that can affect, a quarterback, which the quarterback makes the league, and the guys that make the most money on the defense side of the ball are the guys that can cover and the guys that can rush.
So we talked about ESPN NFL Insider with their draft guide need for the Browns. They said the biggest need is tight end. This was written before the signing of Rob Housler, however. Quiet need is quarterback, and not a need is offensive line. That I will agree with. Don't need the offensive line. Prospect targets Devontae Parker and Danny Shelton at number 12. I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah.
19, they gave Miami offensive tackle Eric Flowers. I'm not on board with that pick.
I think he's a great player, but I don't think we need again, we just said offensive line's not a need, but yet they're going to have us taking an offensive lineman.
And then here are the predictions from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Says Marcus Mariota will not be a Brown unless he slides in the draft. Even then, it is no guarantee. Number two, the Browns will go for big bodies in the first round, rely on receiver depth to fill a major need on day two. They certainly like Shelton or a pass rusher. They like perhaps Nelson Agholor from USC as a receiver, a day two wide receiver at 43. And three, Browns are intrigued enough by Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty to give him consideration in the second round. I don't know about that. That I'll be interested to see how that plays out.
Maybe the third, not in the second.
I just don't think that quarterbacks, if people think they have any kind of talent, are going to get out of the second. I don't think you're going to see, for example, I don't think Hundley's going to get out of the second. I don't think Petty gets out of the second.
No.
I just think that's just the way that the NFL is. So if I'm the Browns,
I think the mentality,
you have to really like
them. Yeah, you have to really love them. And I think the mentality for us not to move up to get Mariota coincides with our thinking in not taking a second round pick at quarterback. If we're not going to go get one of the top two, let's not settle and get a quarterback, you know, with our second round pick, which to me is still a starter role on this football team. As Jim O'Neill said it himself, he wants to get three starters.
Get some impact players. He doesn't care where they are,
nope.
Who they
He doesn't even need them on his side of the ball, he said.
He'll take them
anywhere.
He'll
take who he's got in
That's
that
right.
room right now.
Help this team out. We've got Kevin Peoples chiming in. Is this jersey fake? A lot of talk yesterday over the internet about the jerseys, holding up a picture of the Joe Hayden jersey that was reportedly being sold in Columbus. All I can say is we will see tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
We will see tomorrow. I don't know. So if I could tell
I don't
you,
either.
If I could tell you, I would. Otherwise, I can't. So I don't even know what the jerseys actually are going to look like. I know that the players that have seen them are excited about them. The people in this building that have seen them, the few people, are excited about them.
Those involved in creating the jerseys are very, very excited.
Yeah, Nike's excited. It'll be, you know, tomorrow at the unveiling, I'm emceeing it, and I'll be talking with the guy from the NFL who does the jerseys, in charge of the jersey development, the guy from Nike who worked on these jerseys, and then, of course, we'll unveil them with nine players showing all nine combinations of the uniforms.
Do you know the nine players that will partake?
I don't know if that has been released
yet. The only reason I ask this is because, you know, when Kevin Griffin, the, you know, director of marketing, and, you know, talked about the uniforms, I just said, be very careful. It's easy to put wide receivers and skill position guys in these uniforms to showcase them, but you got to get those big uglies, you know, with the belly. How does a belly look in this new uniform? How do the pants fit a guy?
All
who-
right, here are the nine players, because it's at okay. ClevelandBrowns.com
right,
since
great.
It was released. Joe Thomas, Dante okay. Whitner, Carlos Dansby, Barkevious Mingo, Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, Armani Bryant, Chris Kirksey, and Taylor Gabriel.
Thomas is still like a basketball body. I want to see Joel Batonio in the new uniforms. I want to see John Hughes in the new uniform. You know,
you're gonna get.
I want to see Phil Taylor
guys.
In a new uniform. I know we will. I'm just saying is to get a full judge of how they're gonna look together. You know, a sleek 6'2", 200 pounds looks good in a basketball, a baseball, and a football uniform. You know, but putting 6'4", 330 in a uniform, you know, that's what I want to see. Because I just know, again, having gone through the process. An offensive lineman is as, what's the word, into how they look on game day as are the defensive back. Maybe not as obsessive, but they care how they look and feel too. And so I just want to see the big guys. I want to see how the big guys look in the unis.
All right, well, these are the nine guys right here. Joe Thomas, Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby, Barkevious Mingo, Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, Armani Bryant, Chris Kirksey, and Taylor Gabriel. Those will be the nine that are there for the Cleveland Browns tomorrow at the uniform unveil again, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, live on News Channel 5 on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. When we come back, we're going to throw out two trivia questions. The first person to get the trivia question correct will win a pair of tickets to the uniform unveiling. You can be there live tomorrow. That'll be when we come back right after this.